I've always said Zoomer Radio feels like home to me, and everyone here like family. One of our family members, a fellow sister, is in studio with us now to share some personal details. Libby Znaimer, Vice President of News and Information. We're glad you're here, Lib.
Good morning.
And Libby is joined by her husband of almost 33 years.
Oh, my God.
Douglas Gould.
Is it really that long? The same moment? Amazing.
Honeymooners forever, I think is what you're saying.
Yes. Delighted to be here.
So earlier this week, Libby, on your show Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, you disclosed that you have cancer again.
Yeah.
And how has the reaction been after revealing that?
I am completely bowled over and can barely keep up with all the well wishes that I'm getting from friends, from people that I don't know, people in our audience who are really beautiful and offers of help and support. And my close friends and family are amazing. I mean, Doug's been through this with me twice before, and
We're grizzled veterans at this.
Yeah. We're grizzled veterans. I mean, I got an email from one of my other close friends, and one of the things she was saying, well, you have the perfect partner, which I do. Mm. And, you know, Moses down the hall, he can't think of enough things to help us out. And, you know, at the moment, we're managing fine. And my friends, and one of the things I told them was, you know, it may change. I might need some support, but for the moment, you know, probably I'm going to be wanting some company, especially when I have to go home with a chemo bottle for 2 days.
Right. Mm.
The article that you wrote in the latest issue of Zoomer Magazine, you told your story beautifully, and you did it on Wednesday, too, on Fight Back. And what resonated with me is that you stated very matter-of-factly that you're going to live your life. And I don't know, I found your words incredibly comforting because cancer is very scary to people. And you somehow take the scary out of it in speaking about yourself and about the journeys you've been on and about the one you're going on. So,
well, it is scary. Mm-hmm. And, frankly, it depends on the kind of cancer you have and the kind of treatment you have. And some people just want to take a complete pause. I don't. I mean, even people who have metastatic cancer, which I do not, you know, one of the mottos is live until you die. And my feeling about it is, you know what? You're going to get a good hunk of my life now, right? And one of the reasons that I felt compelled to disclose was that I've been away a lot more than usual, and people are wondering. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd better tell people. But I want to live my life, and I have been, and I've only had one treatment, so.
So Libby's really been a great trooper through this, and what you see is what you get. And to her point, I mean, last night we went for a wonderful dinner. Libby's still playing tennis. She played tennis after chemo the last time around. And I think you've just got to get on with life. You deal with things on a day-to-day basis. It's kind of hard. The future is unclear. You just have to look at what you control, do the best you can with that, and the rest is que sera, sera. You know, you've got the cancer, third time, unlucky, but you've just got to take a day at a time and do the best you can.
And I just wanted to reintroduce. So we're talking to Libby, of course, and her husband, Doug. Sorry, Janie, go ahead.
And how do you, Doug, Libby says at the beginning of her Zoomer Magazine article, you were shocked but not surprised, or maybe surprised but not shocked. How did you take the news, Doug? How are you doing, and how are you supporting Libby?
Well, I think, you know, you just have to be philosophic. It's terrible to have it not once, not twice, but three times. Libby's a great trooper at this. She takes it philosophically. You know, a person in my position, you play a minor supportive role, so I give her all the credit, me a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. I mean, I just think we're going to Princess Margaret right now after this little talk. And I've got a bag of books I could probably read sitting in the waiting room as long as I have over the years. War and Peace in Russian. Never did finish that second volume, and I think I can probably do it. So, you know, is it hard on me? Not that hard. I mean, I'm the one with the cappuccino. I'm the one with the novel of the magazine. She's the one on the other side of the door.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So anyway, you just live life as best you can.
And you know, he touched on something really important, and this is, if I were to give people advice, mm-hmm. is about staying in the moment. Like, just focus on the next thing, the next treatment. Like, don't look too far back when everything was all good, or how it was that you missed some symptoms, and don't think too far in the future. Is like, oh my God, I don't know if I'll make it. I don't know what my quality of life will be. Like, try to just focus on the next thing, and that's probably the best way to keep your head together.
Okay, so talk to us about that, because I was going to ask you about not looking back and not looking too far forward, but more about the mindfulness of it all. Does that keep you calm, Libby, or what does it do to help you?
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, living my life. If I'm doing other stuff, I was off yesterday, something I booked a long time ago. I was at a conference. It was a cancer conference related to some volunteer stuff I do. But, you know, I wasn't focused on me and my thing, and, you know, people there knew, but it was a conference. And at night, we went for dinner with a close friend.
Yeah, yeah. Life.
And you know, it's actually quite a busy a time that actually is a good thing. So we're going to Princess Margaret. We were just there a couple of days ago. I think we saw four doctors, junior doctors, senior doctors, nurses, and so on. You've got to run down to the pharmacy to pick stuff up. So you're kept busy, and it kind of distracts yourself away from, you know, the essence of the position you're in.
Sure.
Libby, yesterday when I was filling in for you on Fight Back, people were calling in and wishing you well.
Oh.
I know you're getting a lot of that right now. People want to know, how are you feeling? Like, how do you feel physically?
I didn't really have symptoms with this, or symptoms that were any different from, you know, I had major surgery that rearranged everything. So I couldn't tell the difference because, you know. And so I've had one chemo. And so the only thing was, you know, very minor, reaction to the chemo. I'm getting another drug on top of that today. So we'll have to see. But by yesterday, which is kind of, it's a 2-week cycle, I felt perfectly fine and perfectly good. It's a process, and it's cumulative. So I feel okay. And people, you know, Marissa is filling in for me. I want her to want to come back. So maybe, like, you know, the show is about the things on your mind in your life. It's not about me. So give Marissa a break.
Call her
about the week's news.
On Free for All Friday.
Yeah.
Because you even said that the other day. You know, now I've told you, let's move along. Right.
Yeah. There's got to be a degree of relief in that too. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lots of love to you, Lib, from your
Thanks.
Family, your friends, your colleagues, your listeners. I want to leave you with listener Barbara posting this to socials. Continue to be a superhero, Libby, sending you lots of power and strength. Thank you, Liv.
Thank you.
And good luck today, too.
Thank you.